they don't change. They run every name, fucked up in the brain, trying to crack cocaine. I know this guy, he's connected.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 20th of April 2006. And that is definitely my backup intro music, because I just cannot find our standard one anywhere on my desktop. Everything is just everywhere. Welcome. Today in the studio, we have one extra guest. It's Freako76.
Hello.
Not pronouncing the letters in your name.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, the numbers in your name.
Yeah, just say it.
3AK3R76.
No, just Freako76.
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time. And Planet Lave there in the background somewhere. I think we can hear him. Can we? Hello? Planet Lave. No? Ah, weird. Hello?
Hello?
Don't know what happened there.
I heard my name, then I heard silence.
Oh. Planet.
Hello!
How are you?
Not bad, man. Yourself?
Coping.
Jolly good.
I could be asleep right now, but... You know, I guess it's tomorrow. There isn't going to be a show tomorrow, so I thought, well, I might as well just, you know, lunge it out a bit and see if we can do this thing. Hello, Dark Nature.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad. How's yourself?
Not so bad. I just thought I'd give you all a shout and jump on the stream.
On the streamizzle.
On the streamizzle.
How are you?
Not so bad.
Cool. So, you might be happy to know that the Fishnet website is up. It just needs to be configured and made to look nice and all the content and all that crap to be put up on it. And obviously, a few other tweaks and stuff like that, but it's up and running.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to send us the details so I can point the domain and what have you.
Sure, yeah.
Alright. Yeah, that sounds like a project for the weekend. This is, I know I've said this before, but I'd like to say on the air, you know, I really appreciate you, doing the setup with CMS and all the other good stuff.
It's not a problem.
It's just a nice thing.
Yeah. So, what do we have in store for today? So we've got a Freako as our guest to today. What did you want to speak to us about? Because I know you said yesterday you wanted to come on the show.
Well, I just had to come on the show. And IPDC is online.
Okay.
A forum, everything online. Radio not started up yet.
So when are you planning to do a radio show? You said earlier, off air.
A bit later in the year.
Okay.
Might do a few episodes before then. There won't be official episodes.
Okay, sounds good. Looking forward to hearing some of that.
Yeah, more of the UK hacker goodness.
Yes, indeed. Just flying the flag for the UK hacker scene.
That's right.
It's really been quite a slow news day and a slow everything day, apart from the things that have been going on in the background with, obviously, the trip to Birmingham. The trip has finally, become a complete package now. I can safely reveal information as to where to meet, what time, and what's going to be happening. If you have not already seen the forums and are not a member of the forums and don't know about them, and you're just picking up the show right now and you live close to Birmingham or are London based, here are the following details. The London 2600 / Hacker Voice radio trip to Birmingham is going ahead. The cost of the trip, if you are intending to be traveling via a minibus provided by Hyper, is £30. Now, the more people come, the less the cost will be. The date of the journey is the 6th of May 2006. This is the day after the London 2600 meeting. We are meeting at 10 a.m. at the Keybridge Telecom Tower at 80 South Lambeth Road, London, SW1RG. That's the Keybridge BT Telecommunications Tower. You can't miss it. It is literally below Vauxhall Station, about 7 minutes walk. And the MI5 building is very close to it. I, Firefox, and Planet Lave, and Hyper will be there. Waiting for people, and the current travellers are Twist, Napster, Planet, Firefox himself, and I believe a few other people are not confirmed but could be coming. And obviously we'll meet Dark Nature, yourself, at Birmingham, and also Mr. Six. So that's a go ahead. So another thing I need to add to this is that I am offering a place to keep for the night on that Friday night. So there is one place already reserved, that's Planet. There is another place that is open to somebody who needs it if they're going to be London based. I know that Firefox is going to be picked up by Hyper, so that's okay. So if anybody else needs a place to kip over at in London and is living like outside London, it will be a mission to get to Keybridge in the morning. I literally live down the road from Keybridge, so if you wanna come home and to my place, we can stay the night at mine and then wake up and get on the minibus in the morning. So let me know, because it's limited space and that.
Right. Yeah, as I say, I'm really going to try to go up there, but it depends in part on, you know, certain things like my insurance company coughing up the shit and what have you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's certainly on the cards.
Cool. We'll be good to see you. And things that I forgot to mention, if you are coming up to London, expect not to return by minibus that day. We will be spending the night up in Birmingham, and then obviously coming back the Sunday to London. If that is a problem for you, I guess you could make your own way back home on that Saturday, but we will not be returning back. There was no plan to return back the same day. It would be too much of a mission. So yeah, once we're there in Birmingham, we'll spend the day doing various activities, playing around, having fun, and then that evening we'll meet up with the Birmingham 2600 crew. And obviously then head back to wherever we're staying for the night and so on.
Sounds cool.
Excellent. So you're going to be staying the night on Friday here with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. If that's cool with you, mate, I'll go for it.
Well, I already offered.
Sweet, count me in.
Yeah.
bloody good stuff.
Because it's
saved me a lot of arsake.
Yeah, because you've got to then find like a B&B for one, like 4 or 5 hours, which would be ridiculous. So you might as well just come back to mine. And as I said, I literally just like live 15 minutes away from Keybridge Exchange. So it's not going to be a, you know, we just get up in the morning, get on a bus, and then we're there.
Just the stuff.
Yeah, so if there is anybody else that needs to have a kip for the night, let me know as soon as you can so that you can get in there before someone else. Because there is limited space, literally like one more space available. Maybe another one if you're happy to sleep on the floor, I don't know. Because I guess somebody's going to share with you, Planet, if somebody else turns up. There's like a fold-out bed, but that's here nor there.
Come on, ladies, step forward.
Yeah, which other ladies are going to be there? Oh, and I forgot, Sapphire is also going to be going.
Keeping you on a tight leash.
Yes, yeah, possibly. She knows what I'm like with the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be seeing you there, Freaky 76.
No, I won't be able to get up there.
Ah, damn.
But 4 hours drive from London.
Sorry?
I'm but a 4 hour drive from London.
Yeah, but could you not come up to Birmingham or something like that?
I don't think I'll be able to get up that weekend.
Because I think Twist is Welsh and Welsh based. And we're gonna meet him somewhere. I don't know where, but I think we're gonna grab him and then obviously piss off up to Birmingham once we've got him. So yeah, have a think about
that. I'll be right over the west, like so.
Ah, you Welsh people, so far away. It's like a different country. Oh, it is, sorry. No, technically, is Wales like a completely different like thing to England? I know it's meant to be all the same thing. Are you ruled under the same government, or do you have your own separate, like...
Well, we've sort of got, like, another government, but Tony Blair's still, like, Prime Minister.
Oh, right, of Wales.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Ah, okay. Yeah, very confusing. That's it.
Actually walked past the new building today. We got a new building for like the Welsh government thing.
Cool.
You still fall under the rule of the Queen of England, and but you have your own Welsh Assembly, don't you?
Yeah, we have an Assembly.
Yeah, and that nice new
the Queen
nice
came down to open it.
That's right. Yeah.
So how's she treating you?
God bless her. Sorry.
How's the Queen treating you?
No, I don't take much notice of our family.
Well, I'm sure she'll be deeply offended and never write
no
to
offense
you...
No offence
meant. And never write to you when you reach 80.
100, huh?
Is it 100? Fuck no.
100, yeah.
There was a strange thing. I was in Cardiff today.
Yeah.
And there was these people in the middle of the street giving away cans of Coke.
Right.
Don't know if they were just there giving away. Everybody walks past giving them a can.
Do you know what it was for? Did they have like any signposts or anything like that? Or were they just standing in the middle of the street giving away?
It was just like a big board. There's Coke written across it. And people giving out cans of Coke.
Weird.
Was it...
I had it before.
Should have stayed there all day. Was it normal Coke or one of these new flavours like lime Coke and cherry Coke and all that?
Yeah, they were giving up lime and cherry and that's it.
They were trying to get people hooked on the new drug.
Yeah.
Arseholes.
I've seen people do that when Pepsi launched its Pepsi Lemon.
Yeah.
In response to Coke's Diet Coke with Lemon. Very original.
Have you tasted that? I think it's Pepsi it. Oh, Coke, I'm not sure which one.
Pepsi
coffee
piss.
Flavor.
No, I've never heard of that. Pepsi
it's
coffee
new thing.
Flavor.
Yeah. Or cappuccino or something.
No, never heard of it, man.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, sounds like rotten.
It tastes nothing like coffee.
I'm sure it doesn't. Is it like...
It's like
pop drink?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's like that vanilla Coke that was up before.
Right. Vanilla Coke is nice. I really like that. It's a shame they stopped
Weirdo.
Making that. It's a shame they stopped making that.
This new coffee one is not much different.
Right.
Why are you talking about Coke?
I just found something funny on the internet.
On the internet, you say?
On the internet, yes.
Wow.
That thing's still around.
Yeah, last time I checked.
It'll never catch on. I found something funny on the internet today.
What's that?
On the surprise, the BBC News website.
Yeah.
It seems you have a new elite special force called the Special Forces Support Group.
Right.
Based in Wales, Freaker. Not far from you. I imagine. It's only a little place, isn't it? It's a new anti-terrorist. This echoes confusingly. It's a bunch of the best of the best from the Marines and the Paras and Dunlop.
Yeah.
Designed for counter-terrorism. But the best thing is about this Special Forces Support Group is their insignia. There's a great big picture of it on the website. I'll post up the URL. The insignia, I swear that whoever designed it just looked on the back of his young lad's Action Man box and said, we'll have one of them. Because it looks like something, like Mask or something like that. It is bonkers.
That logo thing.
Sorry?
There's a logo there, green.
Yeah,
background.
The big dagger with a lightning bolt through it.
Yeah,
isn't that cool?
Yeah, South Wales, so it's near me.
Mhm.
Near Cardiff. Don't know where I.
All right. Go down there and get some pictures.
Next time I'm there, I'll have a look.
Say down that you sent you.
You're right there, this really does look like the logo for an evil superhero group.
Doesn't it?
It's a dagger with a lightning strike through it. That's not good. That's scary.
it took the graphic design people all of 10 minutes or something.
Using word art.
Yeah.
Nice.
Paint.
My granny could have done a better job with that designer. Har! It's like a bad sailor's tattoo.
It is.
Yeah, sailor got drunk, paid £1 for a tattoo.
It's like one of those from the 20p bubble pop machines. When you're 4 years old, you get out a little chewing gum and you've got a little slap-on tattoo. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Elite Special Forces. Cut price tattoos.
It's the first thing I thought when I saw it was, it looks like some, chaff hard man that's been out for a night on the piss and got himself a tattoo.
Yeah,
nice. Want a sword with a dagger and a look at.
When I saw that Elite Special Forces, the first thing came to my head, Team America.
Mm-hmm. world police.
So what
there's going to be little dolls running around Cardiff.
What are they exactly meant to be doing, seeing as they're apparently meant to be soldiers? Is it just like an elite tactical force created just for Wales?
I think they're just based in Wales.
Well, how much terrorism so. Goes
UK's
on in Wales?
Forces. Provide the UK with an additional counter-terrorist capability.
Oh, right, okay. But how much terrorism actually goes on in Wales?
I think they'd probably be better off in London.
Apart from the odd sheep. No, I won't go into that, sorry. I've offended you now, haven't I?
No.
I'm sure you're quite used to the sheep jokes by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm kidding. So, yeah, I don't know. That sounds a bit weird and a bit scary, I guess, with the whole... Especially their emblem being so crap. You could imagine that they'd be very pissed off having to carry that around on their shoulder.
Yeah, they would look like four-year-old boys.
Yeah.
I just noticed that Heprim posted in the IRC that it looks like the insignia for the SS.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If it was better designed, it would be more kind of Nazi-ist.
Yeah.
Mm. But it looks just like a bad paint job.
Yeah.
Maybe they are the terrorists.
Fair.
And it's a black lightning bolt as well, which is...
Yeah, which
is
a
red
bit weird.
What's that meant to mean? Blood?
Yeah, it's a bit weird that it's actually a black light bolt, yeah.
That sword looks like it's been...
Stuck up somebody's arse.
Photocopied off, like, a kid's colouring book or something.
Well, no, the SS insignia is just two stripes. It doesn't have a sword through it. And I don't see much resemblance with the SS insignia. I'm not trying to, you know...
It's the lightning strike.
I'm not trying to piss on his bonfire, but it doesn't really strike too much resemblance, because the SS insignia is literally just two S's. And just that, and this has a sword behind it, and it has four colours, I think. So yeah.
I suppose it's the shape of the lightning bolt is similar to the shape of the S's in the SS insignia, I think.
Well,
a little bit.
I disagree, but then again, yeah, I might be wrong.
You're part of the conspiracy.
Okay, I drew the logo. Fine. I was commissioned to draw it backwards with my left hand.
How do you say Yarmanfjora in Welsh?
I have no idea.
It's probably the same, but with
more G's.
Nations, yeah.
Nations. Hoch, Yarmanfjora.
Yarmanfjora.
I should actually know that, because it... Jesus, you much early.
Just say, yeah, mein Führer.
In a Welsh
accent, as you speak.
Yeah, mein Führer.
Damn it, you're not doing it right. Just try and exaggerate Welsh.
I don't know how to.
I'm sorry.
I always have people coming up to me saying you've got a really strong Welsh accent, but when you are Welsh, you don't realise it.
Yeah.
Everyone sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
Except for those damn North Welsh people.
I am the only Nazi in this village.
I think I've actually been to that place.
Where's that?
That place in Little Britain.
Oh, right. Is that in Wales?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I know it was called, like, Clag Hangry or something, I don't know.
Sun Very Bravely.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Something unpronounceable to the English man. So what else do we have in this wonderful bundle of news?
Well, let's see what Lucas has been posting.
Yes.
He is the newsmaster.
He is.
I'm really straining to hear you, Belial.
You're what, sorry?
I'm really straining to hear you. Is it because...
How about now?
Ah, now you're clear. But so am I. I've tried to film myself. Just like everyone else does.
Right, tougher curbs on freed criminals. Dangerous offenders released on probation will face tougher supervision to prevent them re-offending under measures announced by the government. Home Secretary Charles Wanking Clark has proposed... sorry. Restrictive orders similar to those applied to sexual offenders. Wanking Clark. Charles Twatface Clark. Sorry. I don't like the guy too much. Family Orders TV Online with added snake. And Edinburgh family got an unexpected bonus with their TV they ordered online, a stroppy 10-inch python which required the attention of the local Orthadian SWAT team, Orthadian, something like that, some SWAT team to do with snakes, I guess.
Orthadian.
I don't know why they, like, put SWAT team as if they're like, go, 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 go! Breach, bang, and clear! Snake ahead!
Sort of hangry at the snake or something.
Yeah, I don't think it was quite like that. I think it was just some very skinny, geeky-looking kind of guy in a green work suit come in and go, oh, yes, I'll just take this away in a bag for you. I don't think it was quite as romantic as a full SWAT team going in. No. Anyway, the e-shoppers were unpacking their television when the slippery Sid put in his unscheduled appearance. The Scotsman reports a 3-year-old lad first sighted the beast slithering from the package and screamed accordingly. Ah, fuck! This prompted the python to rear and show its fangs, which in turn obliged the family to retreat to another room. Right, I think we need to retreat to another room and barricade themselves. Okay, it's a snake. Snakes don't go very quickly. Why not just, like, get a really big fucking hammer and just whack it with? Noobs.
I just found on the BBC website, top British transplant surgeons have accused China of harvesting the organs of thousands of executed prisoners every year to sell for transplants.
Sorry, what's that?
Chinese are selling executed prisoners'
right.
Organs.
Okay.
I saw the headline and it said China selling prisoners' organs.
Right.
I thought they were selling people who were in prison big organs to play.
China's prisoners, musicians.
There's probably a lot of money in that.
Yeah. They confiscate your Wurlitzer and sell that.
Today, we're taking your spleen. Here, have an organ.
That was candy.
And there's a picture there of a box saying human kidney for transplant.
A big red letter,
human kidney.
My 80s kidney with some fava beans and some Chianti.
I've been actually selling these odd bits on eBay.
Yeah. I got £6 for my eye.
Get into a bidding war over someone's pancreas.
I hope it's in fresh condition. Anyway, MSI Preps Handheld Freeview Box. Taiwan's MSI, Multi-Star International, I think that it's called, Multi-Something International, Something Star International, I've forgotten them, has announced a... Sorry?
Entertainment, maybe?
No, MSI, something multi, or something M... Star International has announced a portable media player that incorporates its own Freeview digital receiver. A world first, the company claims the D310 has a 4.2-inch display. The antenna is built in and ready to pick up digital visual broadcast terrestrial signals, teletext and electronic program guide data. Very, very cool, but I've been playing around with DBTV, especially DBTV terrestrial, and you really do need to be in a very, very high reception area to be able to pick anything up. So I don't know how this thing is actually going to be able to, if it's actually going to be able to work that well, because 2012 is the switchover date when the when London area goes to digital. So it's still not live at the moment, and you really do need a huge fucking digital antenna to be able to pick it up. I don't know if this thing will work too well, but it sounds very cool.
Yeah, I just have a look. It's MicroStar International.
That's it, MicroStar International. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, even if it's just like Freeview,
yeah,
or something like that, you know, that's shit that you can get with this set sort of box and your standard TV antenna.
Yeah.
Even that, your TV antenna's got to be lined up bang on. You know, I've got the same setup at home. Mm. Well, where I am now at home, and. On a bad windy day, you know, your antenna's waving about and the signal's all over the show. So I can't imagine that it's going to work very well on a handheld device.
Right.
Not unless you wear a great big TV aerial in a backpack.
On your head.
Yeah,
I've got a little DVB terrestrial thing on my laptop. But the aerial you get with it picks up nothing. You've got to plug it into a main aerial to get anything. And it jumps a lot then.
Yeah, it's... hopefully, this thing is will be actually, like, uber fucking cool. It'd be nice if you could carry around the such a small digital TV. Home Office finalizes police IT plan. It's always fun to hear these kind of stories. The government department has confirmed the funding to complete work in the National Police database. Police Minister Hazel Blairs announced the plan, saying that Home Office would spend £367 million, of which it has already provided £31 million to complete the work by 2010. And... it will be a single place for all the programs to meet. The database will form the form structure. The most significant is the information management, prioritization, analysis, and coordination, and tasking program for a searchable index system allowing police to access record data across geographical boundaries. It will include an impact nominal index, INI, which is to hold over 30 million names drawn from local records. The program will also standardize. I wonder what this thing is, impact nominal index. which is to hold over 30 names drawn from local records. That's very odd. I wonder what that actually signifies. Standard national data format is to provide direct access to information through the Impact Crisp. Impact Crisp? And it will provide common standards for police information management through code of practice on the management of police information and its associated guidance. And it will also replace the police national computer with the police national database. So there we go. Some important computerized changes to the UK National Police Service.
Yet more ways that they're going to be able to keep a very close eye on us, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
While spending lots of money.
Right now, the way it's all done is very departmental, it's very regionalised. So basically what this plans to do is include one whole national database of information, whereby any police officer is able to get anything on anyone. From anywhere, which is quite a good thing if you're quite a good thing if you are against criminals, and not a good thing if you are a criminal. But I support the police, as in tracking down the assholes and criminals. So it indeed is a good thing. However, it is a scary thing from the whole Big Brother point of view.
Yeah, I mean. You can't knock them for going after the criminals. That's a good thing. I agree with you on that. But the problem always comes when it's not necessarily misused. I mean, I'm not saying that we live in like a jackboot Nazi, you know, police state.
Yeah.
But human error is the problem. It's easy once anybody has a lot of information about you to draw assumptions from that data that don't necessarily lead to the truth of the matter. You know, it's like, Mr. Belisle, we noticed that you've been going to this location quite frequently and you have lots of these types of books and you've been spending heavily on this type of thing, and we've tied it all together, and there's been a high instance of particular types of crime in your area, and you fit a profile, you know, even though what you're doing is completely innocent, things can be derived from that, and it all relies on human intelligence, and we know that people can be dumb. You know, it's one of those types of...
Yeah.
So it's not inherently a bad thing. It's just that it could be used in a bad way.
Sure.
One way or another. But yeah, I mean... you need to bring the police up to date, so it's not.
Well, as long as they're using it for, hopefully
real criminals.
Yeah, exactly. As long as they're using it to catch real criminals, and the system isn't being abused, then I believe that it's a fucking fantastic idea. Because I'm sure that, as everybody knows, that you want to catch criminals, because that's what we're all about. Is, you know, taking these fuckers to court and making sure that they don't carry on causing disruption to our country.
I'm not disagreeing at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is obviously, as we said, a very dangerous thing if it was abused. Compare this to all the other systems that are actually being that are all kind of being brought in at the same time, if you see what I mean. Like, you've got the national database of vehicle movement and tracking being brought in. You've got the Oyster card system, you've got the national ID scheme, and then you've got this national database, police database. When you tie all these things together into one, when you watch them from a bigger picture, it is slightly scary.
You could say that.
I just don't want to do my Mystic Meg impression here at this moment and predict that it will not come in on time and on budget.
Oh,
they say they're going to spend $367 million and have the work complete by 2010.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I reckon neither of those things will happen. Probably 2020 and $600 million. Something stupid like that.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure you'll be completely right.
I'll kick myself if I'm wrong. And eat my hat.
You don't have a hat.
Well, made.
We'll have to buy your hat. We'll have to buy your Weetabix hat.
Yes. And then I'll eat it.
Excellent.
Gladly.
And I'll take pictures. Oh, come on. So, what else do we have in the news that somebody else wants to read out or comment on or whatever?
Well, I just found something on eBay.
Right.
There's someone selling email addresses.
Yes, that's where they buy, well, they like, register loads of email addresses like Xbox 360 sale at yahoo.com. Even though it's a completely free email address, the fact that they've registered it before you might generate some interest. Is that what you're seeing now?
Yeah, 30 PS3 email addresses.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say in the TOS not to sell them?
Yes, I think so. But people do it anyway.
Hmm.
We can get all sorts of shit on eBay.
Sorry?
You can get all sorts of shit on eBay.
Yeah.
I found something weak. It was an infant doll, which, as far as I can tell, was made to be a prop in either like a TV show or a movie.
Right.
But it was scarily realistic, baby sort of. Well, I mean, not a doll. I mean, it's not a doll that you give to a child.
Mm.
I mean, it was going for something like £25,000 or something. It was ridiculously expensive, but you couldn't distinguish it from a real infant just by looking at it. And I was thinking when I looked at it that it's so fortunate that I'm not rich, because the trouble you could get into with something like that. I mean, I was thinking of, like, I don't know, buy that and strap a baby car seat to the roof rack and just flap it down the motorway all day and just watch people's reactions.
You're an evil bastard.
You know, leave it in the back seat of my car, like in the sun, with like a bottle of gin.
Just set it on fire.
Yeah, I mean, just from the videos from, you know, like, that you send into Beatles about, you could be, well, you could pay for it in a couple of weeks.
Well, how much did it cost?
Honestly, it was tens of thousands of pounds. It was not cheap.
Bloody hell, man.
But it had, like, your really realistic silicone skin, and
right.
I mean, it was like the real deal. It made those the high speed sex dolls.
Yeah,
it made those look really
shite.
Really, yeah. Although I'm not advocating sex with
dolls.
You know, dolls are your infant dolls, you know, that's evil. It's a whole pile of badness.
Yeah, I guess it's better to like throw it down a flight of stairs than do anything sexual to it.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm sure Jeremy Beadle wouldn't mind seeing either one, but, you know.
I know, well, Beadle.
Nah, perverted old fuck. Never mind.
Speaking of the police getting all high-tech.
Yeah.
There's a new police website. This is all very worthy. It seems that the police are encouraging, you know, your neighbourhood watch types and what have you to get online and report crimes and stuff via their website. The website is www.wherecrimefree.co.uk, and it's full of useful hints and tips. And contact numbers and, you know, things like, you know, be on your guard against, and, you know, ways to lead people, I don't know, getting into your out, that sort of stuff. But it looks so much like done by, I don't know, a lollipop lady with front page. If this is the best. The combined effort the Metropolitan Police Force of the UK can come up with, then it's a shame. I have to say. I'll post the linkage in the IRC.
Yeah.
Here we are. Yeah.
wherecrimefree.co.uk.
Yeah.
It's a weird URL. It's like wherecrimefree. Wherecrimefree.co.uk. Wear it now. It's free. Wear it now. Free. Crime. Co. Dot. W. Dot. UK. Elephant.com. Are you so confused? Then elephant.com can help you. We've got an elephant in a suit. What? That's so shit, sorry. I just saw the website now. Oh, God. It looks like a website I made when I was like, I don't know, 7, with like...
look at the plenty of word type stuff on it.
Yeah. And then the news bit is like all gift. I bet it's a gif. Let me see if it's a gif. It's got to be a gif. If it's not a gif, I'm going to eat my hat. I'm pretty confident it is. All right, to all you pronunciation purists. Gif. It's pronounced gif. Yes, it's a gif! Ah, I was right. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Let's see the source of this web page. View page sourcing. Saucy sub page.
This is definitely genuine.
Yeah, it looks like it. It's just they've got a loading page that then loads the rest of this crap. Sorry, no offense to it.
Take.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like dealing with domestic violence. That section there. And there's the woman crying. And another woman putting her arm around her.
Yeah.
That'll make it all right.
There, love.
You know what? I haven't actually read any of this. Obey any police warnings not to make journey is absolutely necessary. If you have been physically or sexually assaulted by someone that you live with or are being treated by them, no, I think this is genuine, man. I really do.
Check out the kids' stuff.
The kids' stuff?
Kids' zone.
Yeah, it's kids' zone. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, down on the left.
Oh, I see it, yeah. Cops, kids, and schools, yeah? And just underneath that is the kids zone. Oh my god, 3D fucking letters. Ow, ow, ow. And they're using Comic Sans. Oh my god.
Please. There's a little word search there.
Comic Sans. Word search. I want to search for make better website.
You suck at HTML.
What, do you just get like a felt tip and like draw on your monitor or something? I don't know. How
no,
do you...
a permanent marker.
Oh, yes, of course. What happens if you scroll up by accident?
You're fucked.
Yeah. I mean, you know what this looks like? This looks like a website from, like, 1995. I'm really not kind of, like, taking the piss. I'm not trying to be all like, oh, I'm my Uber website-making skills, you know. I'm not really a web designer, but it does look like a website that's not being made like now with today's web making technology, if you see what I mean.
No, it looks totally like it was done in some like bloody Microsoft Publisher.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Plenty of clip art.
Hmm.
Oh.
Stranger danger. I don't know. Fuck it. I'm just going to take the piss. Colouring. Colour in this police van. Pigs. Fucking pigs. But it's like... it's print out this page and use pens, pencils or crayons to bring some colour to this picture. I will paint it black. I see a red car and I will paint it black. I see two policemen and I want to paint them black. And now in Kid Zone, I can.
And spot the difference. Oh my god.
Is there a spot the difference?
Yeah, you've got these two police motorcycles.
And one of them's like... one of them's obviously stolen. There's a chav and a and the policeman. Spot the difference.
Well, they look like they were driving this fucking banger.
Oh, that's so bad.
The only difference I can see is like the antenna's missing. Oh, and the little door handle. There's a little door handle's missing. Oh my god, that obviously is a complete wreck, because that would never pass the MOT, that top one. I mean, it's missing the steering wheel, it's missing the handlebar thingies. I don't know, it's missing the antenna, because how would they call for help? I mean, come on.
Crazy.
That one's obviously been to an estate far too many, you know. Somebody's fucking nicked the handlebars off that bike.
That's how they found it when they left it alone for half an hour.
Yeah, and the way they assess the crime is by doing a spot the difference. Getting kids to help them out. Can you see what was nicked from this bike?
Here's 10 differences you can judge.
Yeah. I like the Kid Zone safety page. How to make a 999 call. Pick up a phone. Press 9. 9. 9.
I've just clicked on the Kid Zone safety page.
Yeah.
And I want to put my sunglasses on.
Oh, I feel really bad taking the piss out of this. I really do.
It's their fault for designing it so crap.
Yeah, okay, fuck them. Yeah.
Oh, scary.
That was then, policeman.
Is it 999 in Wales?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. It's not going to be like 666 or something. Like some really weird number. Like 416, it's 489-4788. 489-222-4555-67.
4118 999 8819
What is it that in the IT crowd?
Yeah.
I think they've actually tag on cross code page. If you go to how to cross, it's got the cross code.
Yeah.
Blinking text, the blink tag.
Let's see, how to cross the road safely. Don't get run over. The green cross crowd. First, find a safe place to cross, then cross. Stand on the pavement near the curb. Lift a bit of your skirt up. Oh, God.
All the way across the road, keep looking and listening, just in case some traffic lee suddenly comes along, they shoot out a path there, and runs you over.
That'll be good.
You can sue if a car hits you. Remember this when you are older. I like that our friend, the policeman. It sounds very perverted. My friend, the policeman.
Have you seen the pictures on it?
Yeah. He helps me when I've hurt my knee. On accident.
When we are lost, hurt, or frightened, where do we find him? On the street, in his car, and at the police station.
Well,
kicking the fucking shot.
Try to remember your name.
Oh, fuck. I've lost it there, man.
Oh, it's a shame.
I've failed the first bit.
You can't abuse me. Might have to look at this set bit. You'd be easily forgiven for having a stroke spontaneously. It's your mind has a way of blocking memories in order to protect you.
Yeah.
Computer crime.
Ah, there is a computer crime there, but isn't there? Oh, I want to read this. Oh, especially if it's like 6 years old. In Windows 3.1. Do not click on the start button because it doesn't exist yet.
There's a picture there with a bloke's hand on the keyboard. Why?
Let's see, the safety and guidelines for children. Do not give person a blah 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 blah. Never agreed to meet Belial and da da da. Man caressing keyboard. Become more computer literate. Get to know the services your children use. Find out what types of information it offers and whether they are built in ways to block out objectionable material. Yes. Consider using a pseudonym like Belial. That's funny shit there. And then they're like, oh yeah, fucking, you're not allowed to use a pseudonym because if you're hiding your real name, then you must be up to something. Cunts. What?
That word always makes me laugh.
What word?
Cunt.
Cunt.
A fucking cunt. I like to use it because it completely turns the women into apoplexy. I'm also used for swearing, but
there isn't really anything here that really actually is relating to computer crime. Do you see what I mean? This whole section is absolutely useless as far as the title goes, computer crime. If it was called Internet Advice and Safety, fine. Mm. That's totally... It's like you can't commit a crime of rape or whatever they're suggesting through here over a computer. You're just using a computer as a medium to gain access to small children or whatever, all that bollocks they do. Do you see what I mean? It's not like a computer crime to talk to somebody on the internet. So they've completely mislabeled that. I mean, they probably like thought, right, we'll just put computer crime because hackers, fucking cunts. And, yeah.
Dirty, filthy hacker.
Yeah. DIY home security. Do it yourself because we can't be bothered to do it.
Oh my god. DIY crime. Oh, there you are. Outstanding.
Workplace safety. Personal safety. Personal hygiene.
Business security.
I should look at the house in the front door clip. Well, it's at the front. Can the windows be clearly?
Oh, they have a forum.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, let's see what that looks like.
Error.
Sorry, foul not found. I'll rephrase that. They used to have a forum. And that website is running on Apache 1.3.34.
Cops, kids, and schools.
Outstanding. PHP BB, widely not known for having any vulnerabilities whatsoever. No wonder they don't have a forum. Probably taken down by some 5-year-old.
Yeah. Your link here, the best link of the... Under construction, please try later.
Now for some reason... Oh no. Spanish traffic lines. That's relevant.
Right, well, I don't know. We could go on forever with this, but I'm sure they've received enough abuse from us so far. I'm sure they won't actually hear this, so it's fine, you know. I know I'll get an email tomorrow from the wearecrimefree.co.uk society. I'm terribly sorry, but your comments were offensive, and it made Sadra cry.
We pay for this.
Do we? Bastards.
Yeah.
I call that stealing.
Let's report them. Oh,
ah, shit, we've just run out of time. I'm certainly dead. Should have kept a better track on that, but I got carried away with this stuff. Anyway, got to close the show off right now. I guess. Thanks for listening. If you have any emails, you know where to send them to. Radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Thanks to Freaker76 for joining us.
Okay, no problem.
What was that?
No problem.
Okay. Sounded like you were ball gagged. And I won't be around tomorrow because I'll be at the meeting. But I'll keep the stream running. And so if anybody wants to jump on the stream and say whatever they want to say, they'll be live to the world. So if they want to do that, they can do so. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
The voice radio. I like it when they say fuck.
You're listening to DDP Radio. Tune in and open your mind.
doing bugger all with them, you know. So, there. I want to